Okay, sagt die Mishnah. Ein Chalk in es Achotzer, at Shiyehei, Arba Amis Lezeh, Va Arba Amis Lezeh. Two Shutfim, one Achotzer B'Shutfis. They don't make a Chalukah unless each one ends up with Arba Amis, which means, I guess, that the Chotzer is in total 8 Amis, 8 by 4. So if you split it, you get 2 4 by 4s. So that's the only time you make the chalukah. Well, I have to start that sheva tisha kabel lezeh, tisha kabel lezeh. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, sheva tisha chatzoi kabel lezeh, tisha chatzoi kabel lezeh, alei chagina, sheva chati kabel lezeh, chati kabel lezeh. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, beis reiva. The idea is the same. The idea, like, in all cases, like Roma the Amen, is that you don't have to make a chalukah unless each person gets something that's roi l'chalukah. V'leis ha-traklin, v'leis ha-mayrin, v'leis ha-shevach, v'leis ha-talis, v'leis ha-merchitz, v'leis be-sabad, v'leis be-sashalchin, ha-chiebohem, k'dei lezeh. These the Mishnah doesn't tell us an amount. That means it's Bezin's job. Bezin has to estimate if this chalukah is an appropriate chalukah. Zaklal. Kol she'echolek v'shmai olav chalkin. You have a talis. If you cut it in half, it's still called a talis. Each half is roi. So then you split it. But in lav, if it's nach shema yalav, ein chalkin. And this is all aimis by b'san she'in shneim reitzim. So what do you do if they both want the talis? Well, one wants to cut it in half. And one wants to not cut it in half, to do a chalukah by using the talis whole as part of either b'shutfis, to continue the shutfis, or to do a gurayam. So either way, you don't cut it in half if one doesn't want, unless there's an agreement between them. If it's not Shema Yalav, because it's not Shema Yalav. Except Kisvei Kaidesh, Abishneim Reitzim Layach Laiku, the long Agadita on Kisvei Kaidesh, Anach, is at the end of the parak, because the Mishnah talks about Kisvei Kaidesh. Nach. No, ours is no shayla. If you cut it up, it's not shmai alav. Ours is no shayla. It's not shmai alav. Rashi means that even chavdal tzvarim. What Rashi means, ha'ugin lechter begilin kasef eter shalonu lafuke. If you have separate volumes. If you have separate volumes, the way we today have those that have a klaf on nach, have a separate volume for each one, so then it's not a gnai hadavid, you could split. One brother takes Yermin Yeshaya, one takes Yechesm and Treyos. So they could split that way. But if it's all in one gillion, then it's a gnai hadavid l'chaitchan, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, that they can't split. Finish is that they're both masking, even though they're both... There's an exception to the klal shneim reitzim. You always split. Kisvei kaidish is an exception. That even shneim reitzim, since it's a gnai for the svarim lo yachla. What's the ikar chiddush of this mishnah? What's the main chiddush here? What the main chiddush of this mishnah is? Not the size of a chatzah. Not the size of a sada. The ikar chiddush of this mishnah is that when you have shutfim, one shutf could force the other to make a chalukah. That's a chiddush also. You have two people who are shutfim. They have a business b'shutfis, or they have a property, real estate b'shutfis. And one of them is very happy with the shutfis arrangement. He's very tzufriden. And one says, I want to divide. I don't want to continue the shutfis. Our Mishnah is saying that b'zman she'ein shneiem reitzim, if one wants and one doesn't, the one who wants could force the one who doesn't want to split the shutfis. Isn't that a chiddush atzum? Why should it be that way? Let's say I chip in with somebody and I buy land. I buy buildings. I buy real estate. And we're shutfim. And we have a good business going. Now he says he wants to split up the shutfis. Why do I have to split up the shutfis? That's what needs a Hedisberg. Yeah, that's you're right. That's a follow up. In other words, there are really two parts to the Chiddush. The Chiddush that we're learning today is that when you have a Shutfis, you can force, you can, one person wants to abolish the Shutfis, one person doesn't. Even the Shutfis is 3 years, or 10 years, or 30 years. One side can force the other to abolish the Shutfis. Our Mishnah says, when it's Yesh Bein Kedei Chalukah, we're going to learn, what do you do when it's Ein Bein Kedei Chalukah? So we're going to have an idea of good or yogud, of how you divide it. But the fact is that if you have two shutfim, and one side wants to abolish the shutfis, the other side is muchrach, is forced to abolish the shutfis. Now that needs a hesber, why that should be that way. In English law, it's the reverse. I think in English law, if you have a shutfis, nobody could force the other one. You need either a heskim of everybody, or a majority of shareholders, if it's a case of shareholders. But if you have two partners, they both have to agree in English law. And the Torah says that when you have shutfim, one shutfim can force the other one to do a chalukah. Why should it be that way? Why should we? I'm in a bungalow colony. Everybody owns his own unit. I'm very happy with the bungalow colony. Someone says he wants to split. Everyone will get his unit and a little piece of the chatzar. That's our mission, is the chatzar. Everyone will get a piece of chatzar, and I'll put up a fence in front of mine, you'll put it in front of yours, they'll become a bunch of private houses. I don't want that. I like it the way it is now. They're big fields, right? The kids could go running all over the place. The Mishnah says you could force. That needs a hesber. Why could one shutter force the other shutter to split? That needs a hesber. It's the only place I'm aware of that says anything about this is the Chazon Ish in Siman Vav, above a Masra, the last paragraph of Siman Vav. It's called Ois Yud Zayin. He says five lines. Why could Shutfim force each other to split? Hard to kaif and lach like Bedavish Yesh Bekadei Chalukah. Ain't ever Tekhanas Chachamim. It's not a Tekhanas Rabbanan. El Iker Kinyin HaShutif. Bizman She'ein Chelka Mesuman Lazer Lazer. The ikur kinyan hashutfis, the ikur agreement of every partnership agreement, when each person doesn't have a separate piece, when it's all one shutfis, yeshachal echad bekulai, everybody owns the whole thing. The kol mad is shapir late feila. Hello, it's miat shutfis kanilai. This is his line. Every partnership agreement includes in it an implied agreement. The chomad is shapilait fei leheres mei ashutfis. Whatever is preferable to him, as a manner of having hanaf in the shutfis kanilai, the klauzeh chaluka, and included in that is dividing. It's our dashutfai. You know, he doesn't have to agree with you. Well, I'm not sure. We're gonna have to discuss if there's a hefsid. Right now we're discussing, you and I, we own 100 acres of land. We own a pishutfis. And I say, it's enough, I want my 50, you take your 50, and finished. So I could force you. Even though you say you'd rather have 100 acres, you'd rather have a bigger piece of land, and use it half the time, it works out better for you. So people buy an apartment there at Yisrael Bishutfis. So I go there a couple of months a year, he goes there a few months a year. I don't want to split the shutfis. For me, it's much better this way. And the other partner says, no, I want to divide. So he wants to break up the shutfis. For me, it's much better this way. To him, it's better he wants to break up the shutfis. So why is he allowed to? Because he could say, I am a shutfis, I can do it whatever way is the best for me. The best for me now is to split up. So Mimele, he could force me. The Chazon Ish says. I don't understand. I want to say whatever's better for me, I could do. And I want to not split. I don't understand. Why is he better than me? He wants to split. I don't want to split. So he's saying, I have a right to have Hanof and Mishutfis, whatever is the best way for me. I want to have Hanof, whatever is the best way for me. Why could you force me to split? Let's see, obviously, this case. There's a chatzir. What's a chatzir? It's a yard around the house. So right now, the yard around the house is 8 anas by 8 anas. And now you want to split. And you'll get 8 by 4, I'll get 8 by 4. I'm telling you, I'd rather have 8 by 8. Every once in a while, I need a lot of room. It works out well for me. You know, I have to build a sukkah, I need a lot of room to spread out. So I'd rather have a lot of room half the time. And you'd rather have half the room all the time. So you want to split. So you're telling me, I'm telling you, whatever is better for me, I have rishus. Well, what's the pshat? Why could one shutuf force the other shutuf?
Because in this case, if you want to have the whole thing half the time, it requires agreement from the other guy. He equally owns part of the tatsa.
But the agreement is ongoing.
All the way around, if you say you can get half the tatsa all the time, and he's getting what he actually owns. You don't need an agreement from the other guy.
It's true. It's chiddush, though, because Poshit, things could continue the way they are. Call HaMishana, Yodei Al-Tatai, whoever wants to change, he should have to entice the other person, pay him off to split. But you could have a person, they have a business, you know, and you have a business, you import things. So one person is taking care of the importing, and one person has all the customers. So the person with the customers is going to say, I want to split the shutfas. You know, when they split the shutfas, he'll be at an advantage. It's easy to get someone else to import. All the customers know him. The shutif says, what do you mean? I work just as hard as you. I don't want to say, if I split, it's nice to be an importer without customers. It doesn't do anything, right? One person has an advantage of the other. The halacha is that you can force your shutif to split. Why do you can force my shutif to split? For him, it's a disadvantage. For me, it's an advantage. Why is it that way? I can't force somebody to split a business or to split a chatzar. He's a husband. You know, what you started to say is half true. I'll tell you why. Rav Aaron has here a long arichas on Hilchos Shcheinim. That was Rav Aaron's big, among many other things. The first thing they printed after he passed away was a sefer on Hilchos Shcheinim from Rav Aaron. So he has there, page Gimel Yadalid, he has something of a hesber. I say something of a hesber because he's titled the Machlekes Rishayim. I think you all should know, every yeshiva bacha should know, the old kler, the Rambam's kler in shutfis. When two people are shutfim, what exactly is the definition of shutfis? Let's say you and I chip in and we buy a baseball bat. Right? We're going to camp, so we chip in, we buy a baseball bat. Is the pshat that I own half the bat and you own half the bat? Now, I can't tell you which molecule is mine and which is yours, because we weren't Mavara then. But I own half, and you own half. That's one way to learn if you look at Shutfis. Or, you could look at Shutfis, that I own every bit of it, and you own every bit. The whole concept of Shutfis is a chiddush that each person owns the whole thing. Two people could own something, the entire thing. Now, of course, if I own the bat entirely, and you own it entirely, it's still shutfis. I have to let you use it half the time, and after that I get to use it half the time. But the ownership is an ownership at kulam. This is a kler of the Ran. I think the Ran is the beginning of Perek HaShutfim, in Nedarim. And this is understood to be a machlaikis Rashi and Toisvis and Gittin daf mem zayin amin beis. Gittin daf mem zayin amin beis. Gemara talks about a guy and a yid who own a field in Eretz Yisrael b'shutfis, and it's going like the Madiyama that a guy's produce is potter from Chumas and Isris. Yesh kinyan le'akum lafkiya mide Chumas and Isris. So now things are growing in the field, and the shail is, what's the din of the produce that grows? So the Gemara says, Tevel V'cholin muravin zeh b'zeh. Everything that grows is a mixture. The part that the Jew owns is tevel. You have said Jews and Isaacs. The part that the guy owns is cholin. Tevel v'cholin muravin zeh b'zeh. Rashi's lashon is ein lecha kol chita v'chita she'ein by cholin v'tevel. Rashi learns that each person owns every mashahu. So Rashi's lashon is every mashahu is a mixture of tevel and cholin. Taisus disagrees. Taisus says the Gemara just means that yesh bereira. We divide yesh bereira, it's over lemafreya. Certain pichitim are mine, certain are yours. We don't know which is which. Cholin v'tevel murabin zebizeh. We can't tell which is which, so we divide, and then it'll be nisbar which is which. The way we understand that Rashi and Taisus are arguing in lomdis of shutfis. Is shutfis that everyone owns each bit, like Rashi, or is shutfis that I own half, you own half, we just have to be mevar who owns what? So after Baron, according to Taisus, I understand that you could force the chalukah. Because according to Taisvis, I own half and you own half. You don't own my half. We own something b'shutfis. My half, I'm the sole owner of. So I have a right to come and tell you, I want my thing. What right do you have to my thing? Right here, half of this chatzar is mine. Give me my thing back. Give me the thing that belongs to me. If you learn that shutfis is pshat, that there are inches of this chatzah that belong to me and inches that belong to you, which is ainam avora, so he says, then we understand I could force a shutfis. Because I could tell you, eshamiyani naitel, some of this is mine. You have no right to hold on to mine. If I would have 10 quarters, they fall into a box. You have a box of 100 quarters. And my 10 quarters fall in. I can't tell which ones are mine, which ones are yours. So I tell you, give me my 10 quarters. So you'll be a smart guy, smart aleck. You'll tell me which quarter is yours. You can't. I don't have to give it to you. Which quarter is yours? That's not a taina. Gemara says in Baya that someone tainted that, and they laughed at him. It's a joke. You can't taina that. I have 10 quarters there. You have to give me my 10 coins that are mine. You don't know which are mine, so pick 10. Give me 10. You have no right to say you're not going to give me what's mine because it's mixed with yours. Once you do a chalukah. Once you do a chalukah of shutfis, you say, I'm going to have the field Sunday, Monday, and you have it Tuesday, Wednesday. So then that's totally brave. On the Sunday and Monday,
they don't do a chalukah because
of going to the field. If you're madir hanod, then there's no machlokes. Machlokes is only if you go on the field on the other person's day. If you can't go on the field, if it's not the other person's day, it's like you can't go into the field. I don't believe. So Zaptur Baran, that's the pshat that you could force. At least, like I said, it's a half an answer. Because an answer like some Rishayim, not like others. Like Taisus, that the Amashahus of this field that belong to me, Savada, I can tell you, give it to me. You can't hold on to my thing. It's only according to Rashi that it needs a Hezber. Rabbarin is Matik. Tzarech Laimi said this is some type of a din. I think he wrote the Lashon, but the words. Need a hezger. By Rashi, he said, "Tzarech leimer din chaluka, who schus mechudeshes the nosna tayra mechal echad schus mechalak." He says, "Must be it's a new chiddush that the Torah said. Where did the Torah say it? He doesn't tell us. But it's a chiddush. That's the main chiddush of the Mishnah. Sometimes you learn the Mishnah, you learn all the words, you don't see the big picture. The main chiddush of this Mishnah. The main chiddush of this Mishnah is, and it's something that comes up all the time, that you have shutfim." And one shutif wants out, one shutif can force the other one out, unless ain't by din chalukah, that's different. But one shutif can force the other shutif out, And that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. Hesber, so you have the Chazanish's words, which I read you the words, I don't understand them. The words are nice. They say each shutif has a rishus to you to have a shutfis in his best way possible. You can enforce a chalukah. I don't understand. The other person could say, I want it the best way possible for me. For me, it's better without a chaluk. So Chazanish, I don't understand. Rabbi, at least his way, it's by Tosfos. It makes sense. You can't hold on to my things. You have to give me the things that are mine. Those things you have to give me. You mean, does the person says...
I want to split it. I don't have a reason. I want out.
Rabbi doesn't need a reason. Quit her about it. I don't need a reason. Unless Kaifa me the Sadaim, it's an end of Zalachas.
How can we say the other way around? The fact that I can't split it into two. We both buy something.
Okay, so Rabbi deals with that as well. Why, if we have a Hesber, and why you normally could force a Chalukah, why they ain't right in Chalukah, why can't you force a split? If I say it's mine, give me mine. So why can't I force a split, even ain't right in Chalukah? Ain't right in Chalukah, why can't I force a split? I can't. The question is why. We buy a baseball bat for Shutfis. I say, I want to cut it in half. Baseball bat, I don't know. Baseball bat's useless when you cut it in half, so it's a great example. And the chalut, the chotzer is less useful. So I don't know, we have to think of something. I don't know exactly what. But we have something, huh?
Watermelon.
A watermelon. You have a watermelon. No, but a watermelon you could force because it's yeshbet in chalukah. You have to think of something that goes down in value when it's split, but it's still usable. But it goes down in value. A chotzer is the example. Talus, you have a talus. You cut it in half, you could use it as a baby talus or as a piece of cloth. But it goes down in value. So the halacha is, if it's ebed yechaluka, you can't force. So Rabbi declares, why not? Once we established, I could tell you, give me what's mine. So why can't I tell you that even ebed yechaluka? I want it this way, it's mine. So Rabbi has two mahalachim, he's not sure which is correct. So even you can learn it's a din in Shutfis. I'll explain what that means, a din in Shutfis. If you and I enter into a business agreement, we become Shutfim, we start a business together. So if you're smart, you have a written agreement. There are plenty of Shutfisim that start without written agreements, then there are fights. Best thing is, you have a written agreement, exactly what your agreement is. But even if you have a written agreement, you can't think of every hechatimtza. What happens if you have an agreement and something isn't spelled out? A certain eventuality that comes up, it's not written what it is. Well, let's say I hire you. I hire you to work for me. And something happens in the work, and it's not spelled out what the rules are if this happens. What it is, what you're entitled to, what I'm entitled to. So the halacha is in Chesh Mishpat, and this is the hardest thing for Dayanim to do, is anytime something is not spelled out, you have to go according to the umdina of the way most people in this matziv do business. Okay, I told you once I had a sichsuch between two sides. Somebody was working for someone for 10, 11 years. And they got a salary plus insurance, health insurance. Came a time, the person with the health insurance found it was cheaper to get health insurance elsewhere. So she went and she got health insurance elsewhere. Now she's teveya, the boss, to give the cash value of the insurance she was getting all along. And the employer said it doesn't work that way. It's a benefit. If you take the benefit, you have it. If you don't take the benefit, you don't have it. So they had an argument. They both came to yeshiva, and each side presented its argument. It's a little more complicated than this. So what did I do afterwards? I went and found out what's normally done in business. I made some phone calls. to my surprise, I found out that nobody reimburses the benefit. If you drop your benefit, no one gives back everything. Most businesses give nothing if you drop a benefit. So that's a klal gadol chayshu mishpat. It's something that's not spoken out. You go according to what's in the law. Such a Aaron, you could learn that this is a din shofis. They didn't speak out what's going to be if we want to split. There's an umdinut that people who are shofim in something that goes down in value when it's split, or that's not useful when it's split, they mean to may have an agreement that they won't split. That's an umdinut. Rabbi Aaron calls it a din shutfis. It's a din shutfis that stam shutfis that didn't make an explicit agreement. This is what they mean. They mean we're not going to split it if it's not splittable. It's one way to learn. Rabbi Aaron has a second way to learn. He says it could be it's a din mazik. Meaning, really, I have every right to say, give me the part that's mine. When I do that, I'm being mazik you. Because till now, you have a usable chatzah. If I take what's mine, I'm going to be mazik you, and I'm going to make your chatzah not usable. I'm going to take, you had till now a chatzah that's dalet amis, and you can unload your animal. And now, when I'm going to take my two amis, you're going to be left with two amis, now you can unload your animal. I'm a mazik. So if Aaron is mesupik, if this is a shutfistik adin, like an agreement of shutfim, or if it's a mazik dikadin, that I'm a mazik, I'm being mazik you if I take it. And Rav Aaron is toilet in the machlokes rishonim. The machlokes the Baal Amor, the Ramban, in the following case. Ruvein has karka. Ruvein owns a chatzar, whatever size it is. He has a bachayv. Bachayv says, pay me. He says, I have no money. Bachayv said, I'm going to take away your chatzim. Now he owes him, let's say he owes him $20,000. So he comes to take the chatzim. The chatzim is worth $21,000. So what does he do? He takes most of the chatzim and a small piece of the chatzim he doesn't take. He only takes $20,000 worth of the chatzim. So the piece of chatzim, the piece of sada that's in excess, he leaves behind. That piece is less than Dalan Amis if it's a Chatzar, or less than Tisha Kavit if it's a Sada. The Shaila is a Bachayv allowed? A Bachayv, not Shutfim. A Bachayv is allowed, is he allowed to take away Karka in a way that he leaves Yena a tiny piece of Karka that's not usable? Is he allowed to do that? Well, maybe he has to take already the whole Karka and give him the extra $1,000 for the little piece. So this is the machlokes, the Baal Amor and the Ramban in Bava Metzia Daf Zayin. Baal Amor says that you cannot. You can't do that. You can't take karka and leave him a tiny piece. Ramban says you could. Ramban learns that our Mishnah is a din in Hilchos Shutfis. The din is Shutfim. So Shutfim can't take away from the other one if he leaves him a small piece. But we hear we're not talking about Shutfim. Here we're talking about a bachayv, shibudei bachayv. So here you could take. Baal Amor learns that our mission is a din mazik, that you mazik someone if you leave him such a tiny piece of karka. So if you mazik someone if you leave him such a tiny piece of karka, so the bachayv is not be a mazik either. So maybe you can't do it. So therefore, if Aaron comes away with two mahalchim, after you get past the first chiddush, and I told you right away that the ikka chiddush in the Mishnah is you can force someone into a chaluk. Once you get past that, the follow up question, why can't you force him on a small piece? So either, like I said, it's a din shutfis, it's an umdina in shutfis, or it's a din mazik because you're mazikin. Those are the two ways to look. So the Gemara we're going to have, there's a din of good or yon good, which we're going to have. Let's say two people own a grocery store. So how are they going to split it? You know, one guy will get the milchiks, and one guy will get the fleishiks. So how do you split a grocery store? You can't split it. There's a halacha of good or yon good, which we're going to have. Kura Yavad means you go to one partner and you tell him, the one that wants the chalukah, you tell him, Kura Yavad, you have to name a price. And when you name the price, it has to be a price that you're willing to pay me for my half, and you're willing to accept for your half. So the partner who has to come up with the price, the one who wants to force the chalukah, he's going to come up with a fair price. I mean, if he's buying it, he'll want a low price. If he's selling it, he wants a high price. But he doesn't know what's going to happen. He has to offer the other person a price, and then he's tied to that price, that if the other person wants to buy it for that price, he buys it. The other person wants to sell it, he sells it. So Mimela, that's the Gemara, we'll see that in the Gemara, a way of doing the chalukah when it's aimed by the chalukah. Yeah, that we'll get to in session. Let's start the Gemara. It's a very hard shaila in halacha, how to estimate the value of things with sentimental value. In one part of Kama, I mentioned to you that if somebody has the last existing picture of his grandparents and someone else destroys it, how much does he have to pay? Well, you take the picture of his grandparents to a store, how much is it worth? The store's not worth anything. Unless he's an article of the Chafetz Chaim, right? Not worth anything. So according to the rules, it would seem you pay nothing. So we argued about it in Rabbah Kama. Maybe you have to shots up what people would pay for their grandfather's last picture. Maybe there's a way of shotting up the value. I'm not sure how you shots up things to sentimental value. Good ayogan is easy. Good ayogan, you just do good ayogan. So that's the Gemara. Amar Abasi, Amar Abiyachim. There's more to talk about in the Mishnah. It's Hashem. Try to do it through the Gemara. Amar Abasi, Amar Abiyachim. Arba Amish Amru Chutz Mishal Pesachim. So it seems, if I understand it right, the doorway is useful for unloading things. But then you can't store things. Right? If I want to have a beach chair in my chotzer, I want to have a swing for my children in the chatzar, I can't put it in the area right around the door, because there I need for unloading my donkeys, unloading my deliveries. So you need $2 amis. You need $1 amis for unloading, which is right around the door, and another $1 amis for use of the chatzar. Arba amis she'amru chutz mishal pesachim tayin amihachi echaltim es hachatzar chiyehi by shmoina amis lozer. Shmoina amis lozer. That means 8 by 4. Each one. Said the same exact thing, but they presented it as a kasha. So more till here is fairly pashut. It's telling us a matzias that a chatz is usable. Except for the loading area, the loading and unloading area, which is the Talal Amis, right in front of your door. Amr Abhuna. Chotzer miskalekes l'pip secheha. Chidish Chotzer. But it sounds like you and I are shutfim. Right? Let's say we're in a bungalow colony. Everybody has a bungalow. You have a bungalow colony with 10 bungalows. You decide you're going to divide up the property. So push it, everyone gets a tenth. So Rafuna says, no, if your bungalow has two doors into the chatzar, so you get two chalakim. If someone else has one door, he gets one chalak. So what would you do if you own the bungalow? It was a lot of doors, no? But somehow that misdirected this Rafuna. So because there's a problem with this, Rashi says, and the Rishonim say Rashi needs dafka, that this is not talking about regular shutfim. This is talking dafka by a father who was chaylik v'chasav alpiv. That's me, Yerusha. Before he died, he gave out the houses. No house was a door built just to make a trick and get more place. The houses were built normally. The father owned the houses. And he gave out the houses. So we say, since normally homes have doors according to their needs, so a home with two doors has a greater need of the chatzah. Therefore, Chotzim ischaleches lefitzachel. In Rav Huna, Rashi learns, we're not talking about regular shutfin. Which of course is a zaychik in the Gemara, the whole study is talking about regular shutfin. But because it's a pliya, Rashi says Rav Huna is talking dafka by regular shutfin. The Rimagash learns that this is, and the Mechaber brings it, that this is talking by a hefker chotzer. The chotzer was hefker. And people built homes. No one paid for the chotzer. People built homes. When you build homes, you're automatically kind of the chotzer according to the doors in the chotzer. That's a chiddush. But it's not as much a chiddush as if we chipped in for a chotzer. If you and I paid equal amounts for a court, we bought a courtyard with two houses, and we paid equal amounts. When we divide, of course we have to divide equally. So that's why the Rimagash says it's talking about a hefker. They went into a hefker place and they built. Okay. Is that two pshat? Because we're not talking about Yerusha, that we're talking the father gave it out before he died. So we're understanding that the chotzer's need is based on the houses. How do you decide how much chotzer a house needs? Based on psachel, on the amount of doors that a normal chotzer has. Rav Chista argues. Rav Chista says, "Leisnem arba'am is l'chol pesach is pesach ashar chalkim b'shav." He says, "No, you give each door dalet amis for unloading, and the rest of the chotzer you split evenly." What is Rav Chista talking about? Is he talking about normal shutfim? Or is he also talking about the same case that Rav Huna was talking about? So the Rosh brings, he's Masupik, he brings two Mahalchim and Rashi. Either that Rav Chista is also only talking in this case, Rav Chista also, whatever case Rav Huna was talking, Rav Chista is talking. So in the case where the father gave out, Rav Chista says he needs to give each person dalet amis around him. Or, no, Rav Chista is talking in all cases. Rav Chista is talking about any yarsh, any shutfim that came to split, that they needed in all cases. So the Rosh brings b'shem the ga'inim, that Rav Chista is going in all cases. Rav Chista himself learns no. That it's going only, like Rashi said, only in a unique case, not in all cases. And Stam brothers who split, or Stam Yarshim who split, they split everything evenly. More doors, less doors, irrelevant. The Medamit, it was a Gemara in Zayin Amid Beis, the last Gemara before they started the Mishnah with the Agadita. Ha'achim shechalku ein lahem leidera se'alzeh, lechalayne se'alzeh, leisulamais lahem esamayim. When brothers split, they split. The fact that he has a window open, he doesn't have rights because of it. So to Rosh, what did? Brothers split, they split. It doesn't matter, you have two doors, I have one door. Whatever we split is split. And then we have to negotiate whatever we want. But the chalukah is a straight chalukah. I, Rav Chista, Rav Chista is talking dafka about, like Rashi said, that the father was mechalek the chasim b'chaya. Now here, one person has a door that's 4-8 amis wide, a big double door in front. So connected to Pesach, he needs more space. The Havamina, we thought, he gets a bonus. He has a wide door, he gets an extra dalet amis in the chatzur. So Gemara says, that makes no sense. Arba amis b'chatzur, ma'ayev in itayiv? Or Rabbi Yachicham? No, the Shemayin amis b'ayrech ha'chatzur, arba amis b'arech ha'chatzur. What that means is the following. Each person gets dalet amis opposite his door. Now, ayrech and reichef here is confusing. It doesn't mean ayrech and reichef. It means you get the width of the doorway. You have a very wide doorway, you get that width, dalet amis protruding into the chatzah. Houses normally were built, you had a long narrow chatzah. Houses were built on both sides. So normally the width of the door was the orech ha-chatzah. But it's not that. It means you get, connected your door, dalet amis, connected whatever the door is. Okay, Sunday, we're going to have to come back On Beis Amid Beis, we had this mission. Gemara said, "Inchon Skotchei Abraham Mislozeh Olam Mislozeh My Lav VeKaisel." What was the My Lav VeKaisel? What is Kaisel of anything? We didn't mention one word about a wall between them here. So Yitzchak Hashem will look the Ritva, and there's some Sefer on the Ritva, and he has a beautiful Sefer Masik Advash of Shat, and we're going to go back there as well. So try to keep ahead.